Hello and welcome to the freshest, the Don't Get Fresh year-end awards for the year 2012. This is our first annual, and I say annual because we'll be doing it every year. I'm Jeff, aka at JPLS, your host, and I also have here with me...
Mike D, as usual, at BX Bomber, no E, 137.
He should just spell it or get a new name so we don't have to say no E. Now we have the real Wixen with his new Twitter account.
He used to call me the K-Man.
Now, the K-Man, naturally, but he's at the Lonely Zamboni. That's right. A pretty fantastic name, Lonely if you ask me. Zamboni.
We'll get to that in a minute.
We will indeed. All right, so speaking of getting to things, what did we do today, gentlemen? We went to the Indoor Winter Classic in Las Vegas, which is...
The inaugural
Indoor Winter Classic, right, where they're selling $50 sweaters that I ain't paying for. But anyway...
Nope, that's why I bought the $9 plastic hockey stick.
Yeah, $9. Here I was like, you gotta buy something, right? But, so, the New Orleans, or the Orleans, New as they Orleans. Call it. Yeah, they held it tonight, and that was the Las Vegas Wranglers against the Ontario...
Rain.
Bucketheads. But anyway, we dominated the first annual, and we will dominate the second annual. It'll be like a streak that only Wish has seen at the WrestleMania... You know, that man, The Undertaker.
Oh, no, it was snowing indoors.
They went all out.
We have some... I took some pictures on my phone, so look for them
on the Tumblr and on the site and
stuff. On the Don't Get Fresh page. I already put them up on my personal page.
But. Indeed we will. So we're not going to do any of that nominee crap. We're all just going to say what we thought was the best of everything, and that's how we're going to roll. We're not going to hype up things that ain't winning, because losers don't get hype, and that's how we do it.
Top of the head.
Yeah, and so this is it. Losers
don't get their dick sucked either.
Yeah, get your dick sucked. You know that. But anyway, that's explicit. All right, let's start with the film of the year. I'm going to start with my man Mike D over here and see what he has to feel about. Whoop! What's your movie of the year, 2012? I guess it could be a movie that came out before 2012.
No,
but I would say most likely one in this year.
No, I'm not going to pick Scent of a Woman. I just did that because we were talking films, and I was watching it the other night.
Well, I mean, you could always say, you know, No Country for Old Men is the film of the year every year, as far as I'm concerned. But
The film for this year would really be, I'll do a nominee thing because...
That's what I just said we weren't going to do it. He's going
to
do it.
Well, I had to narrow it down to two. And it was Dark Knight Rises.
Which I know he doesn't pick because I watched it with him.
It's in the comedy category, of course, because...
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious to me and Jeff.
Why don't you use your real name, Nightwing?
Yeah. But I like Ted. Ted was probably the movie of the year for me.
Motto.
I know you weren't going to like that, but as a grown-ass man that still has a teddy bear in his bed every day... kind of struck home.
I can't really talk shit because I found my childhood teddy bear the other day in a box, and I had told my girlfriend it existed and stuff, and then I brought it upstairs, you know, because I was going to show her, and it's literally been in my bed for like a week now. So we're all a bunch of fucking children. And Chris, what's your film of 2012?
Ted was up there. I have a feeling the movie of 2012 is probably a movie I haven't even got to see.
Yeah, we both feel that way. I think you're gonna say Django.
Yeah, it is Django.
All of us.
It's more, yeah, like, it's more of like a most anticipated, but it's already out, so why haven't I seen it type of movie?
Mm-hmm.
I can make that case for about five different movies right now.
Lincoln,
which my girlfriend seen last week without me after she told me I wasn't allowed to see without her.
That's really it.
She busted you down with the move right there.
Lincoln, what's the one with Killing Him Softly or something? Is that the Brad Pitt one?
That was the Brad Pitt one.
That looked good.
Gandolfini's.
Gandolfini, yeah. Who else? The Hobbit movie I didn't watch. I'm sure it's okay if you like Hobbit movies.
If you're into, you know, midgets with hair.
Yeah,
feet.
If you're into that stuff without shoes and whatever. All the movies I've seen this year, I mean... When did I see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Was that this year? Was that on this side of the year? I don't even remember anymore.
It doesn't matter. They all run together.
They all do run together. But I'll give, because I don't really like the series that much, I'll give this the film of the year for now. Skyfall. James Bond.
You did talk very highly of that movie.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, and it had Javier Bardem, and since I can't give the film of the year No Country for Old Men, I'll give it to him as the villain. And then
6 Degrees of Sam Rockwell it to that movie.
Yeah, anything with Sam Rockwell obviously gets the thing. All right, so what's your favorite TV show of the year, Chris? I think this is the guy who doesn't really watch a lot of TV.
No, actually, I'll give you one.
Yeah,
it's Always Sunny.
Okay.
Something that, you know, thanks to the power of Netflix and my ability to not have cable television. I can watch TV shows and enjoy them, and Always Sunny is just, it's always up.
I will say that Always Sunny this year has been better than the last three seasons.
It was pretty money this year.
And like the seasons before that were better than anything ever, probably, so it's coming back with the vengeance. And what do you got, Mike? What's your favorite
show? I really like The League this year. This season of The League was the money.
FX is blowing up the award show.
I was really a big fan of The League.
The League was good. I didn't see the last two episodes.
Yeah, I missed the last two
episodes. Who won the championship.
But
that's irrelevant because the show's just money. There was one crappy episode, and that was the one with like Taco and Kevin's mom or whatever.
Oh, that one was pretty funny. Taco was
the mama boy,
and he had like the girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
He talked about Taco and his mom smoking.
The best was when Rafi found a girl of his dreams. That creepy like
swim instructor lady.
Yeah, that was a good episode. But my show of the year this year, I'm gonna have to go with the Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire season 3 was amazing. Like I thought after season 2 had ended and they killed off the character that was pretty much the main character, that it was done. And then they brought in Bobby Cannavale and made an even better show out of it. So I'm pretty excited to see what they do with season 4. It was Game of Thrones this year? I guess it was. But Game of Thrones season 2 is crap compared to season 1. And season 3 is going to be better than season 2, so that's good. We got that for 2013, starting in April, which is April Fool's Chris's birthday month, so... We'll see what's really
going on. It's also my birthday month, too.
Yeah, we're all getting older every single second. All right, so we did film, we did TV. What's your comic or book of the year, Mike?
Comic or book of the year?
If you have read anything this year.
That's the thing, I don't have.
Mike doesn't know how to read.
Like a read. I did buy, let's put it this way, books that I bought in 2012.
Did you read it, though?
That I've not read. Like, I bought them, never got around to reading them, because once we started moving and stuff, like, I had to pack them all away.
No, we don't need excuses. Let's
so
just hear it.
I had the I brought the George Steinbrenner, like, biography thing.
Okay.
Which I want to read. I also have Moneyball, George. Which is not Jeff's favorite book of all time, because it's about losers, and we've already talked about
losers.
Yeah, why
do we write books about losers, yes.
And,
Sunset Park, what time is it?
I bought the, Cody and Cambria Ultimate Collection of the In Keeping Secrets of Silencer 3 comic books, so... Which I haven't checked out because I don't have the first book in the series.
And what about you? You got a comic or a book of the year, Chris? I know you actually do know how to read.
I gotta go with this probably comic, probably a compendium part one for Walking Dead.
Okay, well that didn't. I mean,
I know it didn't come out.
I know, but you just finally caught up with it.
Yeah, but a good book I was reading was a book called American Rhapsody.
That's good.
Good coworker let me borrow. Really, really good book. It kind of puts you in a different mind of like say late 90s political type of point of view.
Just that vibe. I mean, I read a lot of stuff I like this year. I mean, I read, obviously, the Road Warrior book, and I read, The Walking Dead is, where it's at right now with Carl and everything is pretty amazing. And I've read things that didn't come out this year. I read, like, High Fidelity or Day Tripper, or even, like, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comics, Nemesis, Kick-Ass. I've read a lot of things. But, yeah, I would say the comic of the year has to be Walking Dead, because, I mean, somehow there are 100 and... I think 5 will be the next one, and it's still money for a zombie story. You know, how many zombie horror movies have gone this long? So, yeah, and then, you know, the show's even actually gotten better. It didn't obviously win any of the TV show awards, which is one. But, you know, they're catching up. They're making Carl dope again, and Michonne, she didn't get, like, mayored, but, or governored, I guess we'd call it. But,
the governor?
But they, yeah, I mean, she didn't cut his dick off either, so I guess everybody wins in the end. Alright, so the book of the year is obviously The Walking Dead. Go get it. If you don't know how to read comic books, then just look at the pretty pictures.
Look at the pictures.
Yeah, and alright, so what's your album of the year, Mike? Have you bought any albums
album
this year?
Album of the year? The thing is,
Aubrey's thinking.
One album, really.
What?
And it was the latest Cody and Cambria album.
Ugh. Does it have a name?
It's called The Afterman Ascension.
Ugh. Alright. What about you? What do you got?
Album of the year?
Hmm.
I kind of got to go more home, more root style with this. I like the resurgence of Pennywise this year.
See, I respect that decision, because I don't know that many people even heard the album. And they got the singer back?
Yeah, it was...
Like, who was it? The guy from
Zoli,
Ignite was the other.
Zoli was... he was singing for him, and then when they went on tour, he had a really bad back injury, and they were recovering from it, and then I guess they kind of came to terms with everything that happened with Jim and brought him back, and they're going to do a reunion show, actually, in a couple weeks down in L.A. But that was actually an album I enjoyed hearing this year, just to kind of see how far things have come with that band.
There was a lot of dope albums this year. I like the Between the Buried and Me's new thing. I like The Sword, but I'm going to give it to Minus the Bear's Infinity Overhead. And, you know, I mean, because Omni sucked. as much as Minus the Bear can suck, which isn't much. But Infinity Overhead was a lot better, I felt like. And I got to see them live with my man at the Lonely Zamboni over here. Or not the Lonely Zamboni, just Lonely Zamboni. But yeah, it was cool. It was amazing. And yeah, so Minus the Bear is my album of the year, Infinity Overhead. Go check that out. What was your wrestling pay-per-view of the year,
Wrestling pay-per-view of the year? It's not Hell in a Cell, because I didn't like the way...
Brad Maddox, baby.
I mean, that was a shocking ending, but you knew that there was something...
Shockingly shit.
No, but you knew something was going to happen.
Because you couldn't let Ryback job clean, and you weren't going to give him the title.
So...
Garbage. Brad Maddox is awesome as Mac on Always Sunny, though. I will say. Which
I do like.
Which Wixson pointed out in the first place.
I like TLC. I know it was the most recent one as well. But
I have a feeling that's what Chris is going to
pick.
It
was probably one of the dopest things ever, that six-man tag match with Ryback.
And Chris didn't even get to see that.
And
it
the
was
Shield
amazing.
Was dope.
It was so good. That was maybe my favorite match of the year.
That was such a dope match.
I mean, it had all my favorite people involved. And Ambrose and fucking Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And the Ryback.
And the Ryback.
Who gets owned by Daniel Bryan all the time.
Apparently.
Tweets. Yeah. what was your pay-per-view of the year in the wrestling world, Chris?
It is TLC. Mainly TLC because of that main event, Ziggler.
Oh, yeah, Ziggler
Cena. The Ziggler match.
And the AJ
And AJ, and everybody loves AJ.
It couldn't have gone
And Big Carlton Banks over there, whatever Carlton's last name was.
Vicky Langston.
Yeah, Carl Banks is a giant. anyway, yeah, Big E
Langston. To that guy.
That guy should start doing the Carlton dance. Anyway, the pay-per-view of the year was SummerSlam.
Well, that's
because I got to go.
Biased.
I was in the 8th row, and I got to see it. And I got to see Daniel Bryan win clean against some bum, his tag team partner. And I got to see, who else? I got to see Triple H crying and me booing. And
Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar's last win.
And Lesnar's chair.
That match was crazy, like the way they did, like the lights dimmed and everything. Who else? I got to see Punk beat Big Show and Cena. It was alright. I mean, I had to see a crappy little concert with all the divas because they didn't get a match.
They had to dance to Kevin Rudolph, I think it was.
And I got to see the United States champion Antonio Cesaro claim his championship against Santino, who we both enjoy.
Everybody enjoys Santino, but
I don't think that's true.
Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, Cesaro's the man. Big fan of his work, big fan of the Swedes. Sweden in the house, even though he's Swiss, you know, whatever. Switzerland. In the house, we do the Swiss in the house. I love Swiss cheese.
Cheese,
so
yeah.
We'll go with that. Anyway, who's your wrestler of the year, Chris?
Only because, I would say, I'm probably going to go with Dolph because I got to watch him the most this year.
That's your boy.
Watching him.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wish I saw a little more Damian Sandow.
Oh, but, man, I do like
the sell of the Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler is the Ric Flair of our
the
time.
New Ric Flair.
He is.
Although Dean Ambrose, the way Ambrose sells.
Ambrose is wacky. Nobody sells like Dean.
He sells pretty money,
Johnny
too.
Moxley,
I like it.
Baby. But,
Ziggler did that, like, 540 monkey flip sell.
The best was the
Money in the Bank when Tensai took his ass, threw him over the announce table. He landed, like, in the announcing chair. Rolled over. Then he rolled over that and then, like, still won the Money in the Bank in the end.
That was a money
He got up and somehow won it 2 minutes
later. He kicked
later.
JR in the head when that happened. It was nuts.
Yeah, JR. I love me some JR. But, all right, so you got Dolph. What do you got?
I'm going with the United States champion, Antonio Cesaro.
That's another good one.
Because I just dig his work. The way his mic work is money.
His in-ring work is money.
The in-ring work is money. Mm. He's got that power type move. Like, he lifts
up. You like his little, his flapjack or whatever?
Neutralizer. I mean, he lifts up Brodus Clay. Like, he's done it to him a couple times now.
Brodus Clay is fucking jobber status.
Well, my favorite part of fucking Cesaro, though,
is the
European uppercuts.
I think everybody is loving that. The European, the catch-as-catch can, baby. But, I mean, to me, he's... Man, how do you even pick a wrestler?
It is tough, because...
Because, like you said, Sandow, you got Cesaro, you got Dolph, and, but
Punk,
you know who I'm picking?
Daniel
Punk,
Bryan.
Too. Punk's, that's who I'm picking. I'm picking the Goatface. But I'm picking Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon.
Or, as I think he wants to be called this year, the Dazzler, as he
put it. Yeah, what was that? He's like, he wants to be the Dazzler. I was like the X-Men?
I think William Regal calls him that.
Well, if William Regal does it, then it must be all right. So he's the one that told him to wear maroon in the first place, or inspired him anyway. But yeah, I mean, Daniel Bryan's obviously my wrestler of the year for every year until I die at this point. And I mean, he brought back tag team wrestling. He brought back funny sketches.
They brought back the beard, which, I mean, I've been rocking since it was since I could grow one.
He's continuing the beard.
Yeah, I mean, he's really doing it all. He invented the Ryback instead of just Ryback. I mean, everything. Daniel Bryan is the greatest. And, like, you know, even at WrestleMania, he was supposed to have the quickest loss ever, and he, like, scammed his way out of it by making out with AJ for a couple seconds after the bell rang. So that's cool. He got to make out with AJ. I guess that's cool. People are into that.
Apparently, because they keep doing it.
Yeah, so that's all. That's like her gimmick is making out with everybody. But yeah, Daniel Bryan. But yeah, really the real wrestler of the year is Damian Sandow and his dope ass beard. Let's get real.
And now that I have the robe,
oh, man.
I can do my pretend that, Damian Sandow.
You need to get a mic so you can hold it like it's a fine glass of Cavassier. But all right, so pay per view of the year was TLC and SummerSlam, according to us, and wrestlers of the year was Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, and the real champion is Damian Sandow with that sweet ass beard. Alright, so now here we go. What's your shooter video game of the year, Mike?
Shooter video game of the year?
Shooter
video game. And I just got this game recently.
Uh
oh. I'm picking Borderlands 2.
Woo! It is amazing. It is
because it's just dope.
Which we kept trying to get Chris to get. He still hasn't got
but all around. All around dopeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything about it is dope. The references are dope. The gameplay is dope. The multiplayer is dope. The fucking gold keys they hook us up with is dope.
There's more gold keys today. They just posted up until the 6th, so,
all right, so we're, putting those
we're gonna
in.
Have to put that in later.
I spent some gold keys finally since I had about 15. I was
did,
like, might as well use
I did
one.
Post the did use one, got a pretty dope couple guns out of it.
Yeah, dude.
But I mean, of course, there's Black Ops 2. But
yeah, Black Ops 2 is really fun, I must say. And we did review it on the Don't Get Fresh original podcast, which you guys can no longer hear unless you look up Don't Get Fresh on iTunes, I guess. Is it still there?
I think it's taken down.
Oh, we took it down. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, that was dope. What's your shooter game of the year?
It has to be because out of what I got to play, even though I didn't buy it yet, it's also Borderlands 2.
We did get to play some split
screen. You guys jammed the split screen.
Before you even played it, that's the thing. Borderlands 2 is amazing.
It's a lot of fun. Like you said, it those references, it's something that just makes it fun to play and makes it more eager to
keeps you in it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I've played like a lot of the beginning, I feel like, because I started like a lot of characters at a level of 1 through 20, so it's like I've played it all over and over and over again. And I'm not sick of it, but like the best experience I ever had was me, Matt, and Pat. We're playing, and we're sitting there, and that's Blazed is Fun, or at Boba Pat, and at Maddie_Cirillo. And we were playing Borderlands when it first came out that first week, and we're doing the mission, that pizza mission, where you go deliver pizza to the sewer, and it's to Dan, like, Leonard, and blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of, like, nonsensical ripoffs of the Ninja Turtles. And we finished the mission, and then as we're going out, there's, like, a little puzzle, and Pat goes, or Maddie goes, one of them goes, it would be cool if we did this puzzle, and Splinter came out. And we did the puzzle, and it was just a bunch of random lights and this and that, and we turned it on, and then Sphinter came out to fight us, and he was hard as fuck, and we beat him. And, you know, it was basically we summoned him with our mind powers. It was amazing. So, yeah, Borderlands 2 is the shooter of the year, without a doubt. Black Ops 2
honorable mention.
Yeah, it's honorable mention. I mean, I like what they did with the classes where, like, oh, you don't want perks? You don't need perks. Oh, you don't want guns? You don't need guns. Whatever. You get 10 things, you bring whatever 10 you want. I like that. What's another shooter that was worth a mention?
That's it.
That is pretty much it. I mean,
Hitman?
I mean, I wanted to play Hitman really bad, but then I found out it wasn't about Bret the Hitman Hart. And so then I was a little less interested, you know what I'm saying?
But do you consider that game a shooter? Or
yeah, of course
like
it's a shooter. You're going around shooting people.
You don't necessarily
Do you shoot more people or do you strangle more people, Chris? Chris played more than I have.
It's all about strangle, to be honest. But with the new Hitman, it engages you in. With so many objectives that it gives you, it engages you in trying it different ways. You strangle, you don't do anything to kill them but make it accidental, or you go in guns blazing and blow everyone to hell. Like, that's what makes it's so much more fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I really will try that game eventually. But as far as my shooter of the year goes, obviously we all got that Borderlands jump off. Alright, so what's your sports game of the year, Mike?
Sports game of the year? It's going to have to be the sports game of the new year is going to be 2013 NHL. That's for this year. That just started today. But because you guys didn't have it Chris didn't play it for so long, and you didn't have it for so long,
yeah.
I'm going to go with FIFA. Because that's the second most perfect game that he puts
FIFA
out.
I gave a really sweet review, but a lot of people on both years are like, nothing even changed.
So there's just small things that
like this year of hockey is improved. A lot different than last year of hockey.
Yeah, in FIFA they added a lot more stuff in the manager mode, like little nuances you could say. Like if you want to make like one of those transfer offers you can make, like, hey, I'm going to give your team, you know, X million dollars, but I don't have enough for the whole transfer fee that you want. But here's this guy, too. So I'll give
cover
you
it.
I'll give you $15 million and this guy.
And, yeah, some guy's going to be the next Messi. All right, so you got FIFA. What do you got, Wixen?
NHL 13.
Hello. Yeah. And if you can't guess, I'm going to say NHL 13 as well. Only because you EA pricks haven't made another NBA Jam, which I still love more than anything. That new NBA Jam On Fire Edition is the hotness. If you don't got it, go get it.
I do like this NBA 2K13, though.
Yeah, I just started playing yesterday. But that's because you haven't messed with 2K in how many years, man?
Since the Dreamcast.
Exactly. But that's cool. So, I mean, NBA 2K13 is dope. NHL 13 is the best. And FIFA somewhere in the middle. And what's your non-shooter, non-sport game of the year, Chris?
Non-shooter, non-sport game. Walking Dead.
Mm. Had a feeling. Had that feeling. Why? Why is that?
Let's see. Walking Dead is a game that absolutely surprised the hell out of me. I downloaded the first episode for free. I remember I played like the first probably 10, 15 minutes into it. I got the gist of it, but I wasn't drawn to it. And I put it away for a little bit, for a few weeks. And I was over at a friend's house. He was playing what was the end of that episode. Went back home, finished it, was locked in, and couldn't wait to finish all 5 episodes. By the end of it, you're so involved in the characters, and for such a simple game from such a great universe, it's just... I couldn't get enough of it. You really, like I said, you really fall in love with the gameplay, the characters.
I really like the fact that they gave away Chapter 1 for free.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is amazing. I mean, I was going to buy it when it was on sale.
It's genius.
For $10, the other part. So basically, you get the whole game for $10, but I didn't get to Best Buy quick enough to buy a points card. But that doesn't matter anyway, because Mike got it for Christmas, so I'm just going to borrow from him.
I just had there weren't a lot of games. There's been a long time since you have a game where you can kind of lay there playing, and then a moment.
But there's certain times.
A moment happens in the game where it pops you up, and you don't expect it. Your jaw opens, and you're just kind of like, "Wow, when was the last time a game did this for me?"
Yeah, that's legit. That is a very good point. What about you?
Well, now are we counting wrestling as a sports game?
No, no, we're not.
So WWE 13.
Does wrestling count as a sport? I don't know anymore.
Entertainment.
I mean, I think it's as fixed as every other sport, but Vince admitted it 10, 20 years ago now. So no, I'm not counting it as a sports game, because otherwise it's totally better than NHL 13. But yeah, so what's your...
I picked WWE 13.
And as do I. WWE 13 is actually my game of the year completely. I don't care what else came out this year. If I only had one game, that's the one game I'd want.
I do like the Walking... Well, when I first played the Walking Dead game, I kind of, like Chris said, couldn't get into it. I was like, point-and-click adventure.
Which is how I think every single human being who heard it was coming out felt about it. And now look at how many Game of the Year awards, including one of our own, it just won. So
it's like, I'll sit down, and now that I have the disc, like you just said, I'll probably sit down and get a little bit more into it.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, so why is WWE 13 your Game of the Year then?
Because it wins the award for Pimp of the Year.
Pimp of the Year award is always nice. That's later on. I always get that to myself.
But I mean, with the community creations...
And a lot of... not just the wrestlers, but the logos, the arenas. Like, I had Halloween Havoc the other day, and the logo was on my calendar, and that logo being on the calendar made it that much more interesting to me.
The fact that I did my universe better than I did it last year for 12, like, with the addition of all those old guys from when we were kids, all the titles that they allowed you for DLC, the DLC people are just dope.
Yeah,
the,
Sandow's coming, baby. Yeah, Cesaro's coming,
just
baby.
Just everything. I don't know. It was just so much... It improved upon a game that was already so good.
If you're not out there respecting, first of all, WWE 13 or just the THQ brand,
you need to
step your game
up,
gamers. That's what I say.
Of course. I mean, that also factors into it, too. Those are our boys, but I don't want to seem like you're playing favorites. But that was a great... The game is just great.
Like, it's nice. If they're our boys because they hook it up. They hook us up with the greatness. Like, they give us what we want, and they give it to us for a very nice deal and everything else. I mean, they even put up sales of their own stuff all the time. Like, THQ hooks it up, so whatever. WWE 13, that's the non-sports, non-shooter game of the year right there. And as far as it goes, let's go for a couple of little offbeat ones. What's your food restaurant of the year?
Restaurant of the year? I can tell you what is not the restaurant of the
year. Let's hear them.
Well, there's two, actually, restaurant of the year.
I know exactly which ones.
There's clearly always Panera Bread is not the restaurant of the year, because...
Panera Bread Heat Forever, yeah.
Panera Bread Heat Forever. And number two is the Cafe Rio on Decatur in Las Vegas.
Cafe Rio heat, bitches.
North Decatur. It's in the same parking lot as the Jamba Juice and CeCe's Pizza, Best Buy, and Costco. I'm never going there ever again.
Everything in that parking lot can go to hell.
I'm calling it out so specific, too, because I'm never, ever going to that place again. It can kiss my ass.
Suck it. All right, so what's your positive food
place? Food place of the year. I'm going to give a shout-out to a local place that... probably doesn't get much love except for on the internet or people I went to UNLV. My boys at Cugino's, Pica family over there, Donnie and Frankie and all those guys, for hooking it up while I went to school at UNLV and doing it all.
All right, so where's that located exactly in Las Vegas?
Well, now they've built just a pizzeria up here by my new house on Decatur in the 215 in the Walmart parking lot.
There's one right over there? We should order pizza from there. What are you thinking?
But we only like to go there when Frankie's there, and I don't know if he's there today.
Yeah, we could have found him.
Frankie
who?
The guy that owns the place.
There you go. And where's the other one at?
The other one is right across the street from UNLV on Maryland Parkway in the same parking lot as Chipotle.
What about you, Chris? What are you eating at these days? What's your number one eating spot of the year?
I always like the Earl of Sandwich.
The Earl of Sandwich. The Planet Hollywood.
We did talk about that. Las
Bogus.
Earl of Sandwich. They also got one for you Cali cats. They just opened one in downtown Disney.
If you're living in Cali, you better go downtown to Anaheim. Let them know.
It's Earl of Sandwich.
We'll go get Earl of Sandwich when the fucking Ducks play the Rangers later this year, when the hockey season actually happens. You sons of bitches. All right, and I'll take a Chipotle, which is nothing new, but I just found it on Halloween. And they give you Corona while you eat your burrito in a restaurant. It's a fast food restaurant. I mean, everything about that place is awesome. If you don't eat at Chipotle and you like Mexican food, you fucked up.
Chipotle is pretty bomb. Chipotle, greater than sign. If you're in Georgia,
go to Moe's.
Cafe Rio.
Yeah, Cafe Rio. Chick-fil-A's bomb.
Chick-fil-A's bomb. I did go to Chick-fil-A this year for the first time. Chick-fil-A, yeah. So.
I think I went like last year for the first time, or 2 years ago. Either way. Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, don't go to Cafe Rio, have some pizza at Earl's, or sandwiches at Earl's Sandwich, and pizza at
Cugino's.
Cugino's.
For cousins, for those of us who don't speak Italian.
What's your beverage of the year, Mike?
Beverage, is this...
alcoholic included.
Alcoholic beverage of the year for me would have to be Jack and Coke, because that seems to be the move since I went on the cruise in November.
That's the first time you started doing Jack and Cola? Made fun of on our podcast many times.
Not the first time, but I mean, it was just... That's what got you. Since then, it's been kind of the go-to drink.
Chris, tell these bitches about the KCT already.
The KCT is good. That's the Hennessy Sprite Wedge Lemon, but I'm going with the Chopin Vodka.
Woo!
As far as this year,
Chopin, we did fuck with that Chopin. KCT's a few years ago.
KCT's established.
Yeah, that was like 2010.
Chopin Vodka, potato vodka, that's where
that Chopin is legit. I had a couple times at the... with the vodka and the orange juice,
and
the screw drizzler. The scroogey, as Shiger would call it. And scroogey. Yeah, that's bomb. What's your non-alcoholic drink of the year, Chris?
Non-alcoholic beverage of the year? Water.
Agua.
Water.
Ain't got no water. And what about you, Wix or Wikuzo?
He already told you. Water. Yeah. The vanilla Coke.
Yeah, you were saying vanilla Coke.
I love the vanilla Coke.
I don't know. I'm going to go with that Frost Blue still, Gatorade. Still the hotness after all these years.
All these years. But you never gave it... What, you went with Chopin Vodka as well for your alcohol?
Yeah, I'll go. Well, my beverage of the year, yeah, I mean... I don't know. Yeah.
Because you just kind of tried to glance over it.
Over my own, yeah. Because that's the thing, I don't even care what I'm drinking. Now, you know what it is? It's going to be pina coladas at Trader Vic's. And my boy at Aubrey Citizen knows what I'm talking about.
I thought
about.
You were going to say the pickleback.
Because my hair was... Oh, the pickleback. That's a good point. Touché, you're right. The pickleback is where it's at. I don't know if it counts as one or two drinks. But you take a shot of pickle juice right after you took that whiskey shot, and you'll be living the dream. The American dream, like Dusty Rhodes. All right, so...
The bionic elbow.
And to end it all, who is your athlete of the year that doesn't professional wrestle, Mike?
Athlete of the year.
Dom the Bomb Vitale is not eligible.
Dom and Gabe.
Freak Squad are not eligible due to wrestling.
Oh, man, that's kind of puts me in a tough spot.
Hey, man, you better make a choice. It ain't that tough.
I mean, I look up and I see next to my college diploma.
The fact that you have to even think is killing me a little bit.
And I see this picture of a guy, he's wearing a number 2 and he's in pinstripes.
Number 2.
The captain.
Number 2.
Number 2.
Derek Jeter. Derek was my athlete of the year this year because Cheetah. Without him, as we saw,
yeah,
the Yankees would not be.
And you know who else we don't have next year? Swisher, who's the reason he got hurt in the first place. Catch the fucking ball, asshole. Who's your athlete of the year?
I don't even watch this sport, but I'm amazed at what the guy did. Lionel Messi is my athlete of the year.
Your athlete of the year is a guy you didn't even watch?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at that. Look at
Lionel Messi is obviously a beast. There's
91 goals in a calendar year.
In a stupid amount of time.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah, the man's a beast. I still remember him and Tevez coming up with Argentina in the 2006 World Cup.
That Italy won.
And they were like 18 years old, and no one knew who they were. And I was like, look at this acne, afro-having motherfucker, and now he's the best.
Tevez still looks like a caveman.
Yeah, Tevez also looks like a midget. But that's his problem. All right, so that's pretty much all of our year-end awards. And I hope you enjoy them, and we'll be back after this. Alright, that's how we're going to start off the sports portion of the Jeff and Mike show, or the Mike and Jeff show. We haven't decided until next week. It's probably going to be Mike and Jeff because no other show ends with the F.
Woo!
Woo! Anymore. Uh-huh.
Said anymore.
Anymore? Why, what did?
WWF.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Get the F out, right? Alright, so let's talk about some sports, boys. What do you think about the college bowl games? Anybody?
Not excited. I mean, the one that I want to watch is on right now, the Discover Orange Bowl.
I was hoping we could play cricket noises there, but Mike wanted to talk. Anyway, bowl games, fuck them. Alright. Go Frank Solich in Ohio.
I think that's who he's with now.
Who else? The Rucker game, worst game ever. Florida State looks good against Northern Illinois. He was a joke team. What was the Rose Bowl? Stanford won, right?
Stanford
20-13.
Stanford be whiskey.
Be whiskey. I like that. But in the end, all the college kids didn't make any money, and the colleges did, so good for you, you
when they
slavers.
Go to the bowl games, though, they get a bunch of free shit that they're
the
allowed
kids
to
do?
Keep. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. But they can't sell it on eBay.
No, but I mean, it's like a ring and like a free, like, iPads or some shit. I'm sure
Yahoo. And they're all getting their dicks sucked.
That's true.
Get your dick sucked.
Because losers don't get their dick sucked.
Losers don't get your dick sucked, but you're not a loser if you're in the goddamn Orange Bowl. So, alright.
The school gets that BCS money, baby.
BCS money, yeah. Northern Illinois is banking right now. Good for you, Northern Illini. Alright, so that's bowl games in college, which I don't care about. How about some fighting? How about that fight game? UFC 155. What was your match of the night?
UFNC? Match?
UFNC?
Because I missed some of the prelims.
Indeed.
The craziest thing of the night in that was the Melvin Guard getting dropped on his head in like a Sheamus
spit out Emerald Fusion.
The white noise thing that like WWE meets UFC.
When that happened, I legit went, oh! Like, yeah. I thought he was dead, and then, like, half a second later, he, like, moved his arm. I was like, oh, he's not at least completely dead. But, yeah, that Melvin Guard fight with, who was it, Jamie Varner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good fight. That slam, I never got to see a replay of how close his neck really was to snapping, but it looked snaptastic. What else was good? Chris, anything?
Lozon Miller. Joe Lozon Miller.
Oh, and who said that Jim Miller was going to put it on him all weekend?
Jeff did, but I'm pretty sure when we were all watching the fight, we all picked Jim Miller to win.
Yeah, I know, but the night before, y'all motherfuckers were talking about that Joe shit.
I wasn't talking about no Joe shit. I kept making fun of Jim Miller because I said he played quarterback for Chicago Bears.
I
did
gain respect for Lozon, the way he got his...
Yeah, by the end of it, like, Lozon almost would have won if it was a five-round fight because he was taking over. And he took a beating in that
first
round.
Yeah, he wasn't going
to
stop.
Yeah, he did not seem to be tired by the end. He was like Clay Guiding.
Yeah.
Mm. What else good? Junior Dos Santos took a beating of his life. I guess that was cool. Yeah, exactly. He's talking like a brain dead patient of some kind. But
That match was not exciting.
The fight in the first round when he needs to stop, ref. This is the Shane Carwin, Brock Lesnar all over again. Cain Velasquez won that fight in the first round. Then they did four rounds of nothing afterwards because everybody first Cain Velasquez punched himself out and Junior Dos Santos got punched out. And so nothing happened.
Yeah. It was a zombie rounds. Fighting against a tired man.
Yeah, zombie versus zombie is not what we pay for. Just
unless
the fight
it's Chris Leben versus Sexy Yama. Because at least that was entertaining. They were just punching each other in the face.
Speaking of Chris Leben, you got your ass whipped, boy, on that card. He got his ass whipped.
And I was the only one that predicted that was going to be the win.
Yeah, because we do a little pre-match prediction so we could all drink and stuff. And Mike didn't have to drink after leaving, got his ass handed to him. If you're going to look like Sean Avery, at least be dope like Sean Avery. That's what I say. Yeah. What else happened on that card?
Nothing.
I wanted to see the Todd Duffy fight. I heard he wrecked shop. Didn't see it. Other than that, let's go to 156. That's, you know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to it.
Move on.
So, the Indoor Hockey Classic happened today, which made me think of something that was the Winter Classic last year. How you doing, Flyer fans?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, 2 years worth of celebrating that victory, because there ain't one this year. Go Rangers. Damn and, right. I mean, what did you think? What was your impressions on the Indoor Classic, Chris?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I hope to do it every year.
It was great.
With or without a lockout in that not-to-mention hockey league.
Ugh, yeah, we still ain't going to name you fuckers. But, yeah, I mean, the coolest thing is we got there. The behind the away goal was what you call open back doors. And so you could see, like, the outside and the glare
the parking
and stuff.
Lot.
And then they, you know, they had, like, fake wind noise piped in the whole game. So it was, like, it was windy. And they had fake snow the whole game. They had the weatherman there reporting the fake snow. They had the goalies wearing beanies on their goalie helmets.
They had,
only the Wranglers did this. The away team didn't want to get in the fun, and that's why they lost. Fucking losers. The eye black, yeah, on all the forwards and defensemen, all the skaters, just like trying to get in the.
They were,
you know,
playing
get
up
the
gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. The Winter Classic gimmick was full strength for the Wranglers, and that's why they ended up winning the game. If you don't watch ECHL, that's because you're waiting for the NHL, like we all are. And I don't blame you.
I'll take my hockey when I can get it. I don't know how many ECHL games get broadcast, you know, throughout the nation at their various, you know, home
even
sites.
In their own home.
You know what I mean?
Like, we don't even get them.
We're lucky that we
get Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday games on, you know, my, what is it?
My LV, Channel 6
LV's
or something.
TV. So we get to watch those.
I'm sure every team has a contract of some kind, which is more like that, where you get one or two games a week.
And I bet their arenas are probably a little bit bigger than ours, though.
Bigger, but probably less quality.
Yeah, because they're, I mean, the fans at the Wrangler games are always.
I've never had a problem with disgustingness. Like, I've never, like, walked into the Orleans and been like, ugh, it smells like piss in here. Like, the bathrooms are, you know, destroyed or anything. But I imagine a lot of minor league stadiums, new, old, big or small, smell like shit. I mean, when you go to, like, Hartford to watch a Whale game, because, you know, the Rangers' minor league team's the Whale, all you can smell is, like, the locker room. You know what I mean? And anyone who's been in a hockey locker room knows it don't smell good. So it is what it is. But, all right, so let's talk about one more sport. Well, the football NFL playoffs.
That's it. Playoffs?
And who's your AFC and NFC pick, Mike?
AFC and NFC pick. I'm going to pick, in the AFC, I'm going to pick the older brother of...
Samesies.
Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, because the Broncos are on an absolute roll. I know Chris doesn't like to hear that.
What they call a tear. Indeed.
But they're dominating right now. In the NFC, I really like Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, man. They're just tough to beat at home, and I do believe they get
the on the road this week.
They are playing on the road.
I'm pretty sure. And they're the underdog against Washington. They're the favorite... On the road against Washington. Yeah.
Well,
Two and a half favorite.
Their defense plays very well. Russell Wilson is a guy like kind of like a Doug Flutie, Drew Brees guy that's supposed to be too short to play the position.
Man, I love Doug Flutie. He wore 22-7, which is my birthday.
I like Russell Wilson from when he was at NC State, even though it's a rival of Florida State, and then when he went on to Wisconsin, and because he's a baseball player, was trying to do both things but gave up baseball to play in the NFL.
I like some Russell Wilson. I mean, he's not the rookie of the year. Like, people keep trying to make cases for, like, Wally when he went out with Elton Brand and Steve Francis. Hey, it ain't gonna happen, bro. But you can make all the cases you want. But alright, what's your AFC NFC pick, Chris?
Surprisingly though, AFC, just because I am a fan of Peyton, as much as I hate to say it. The Broncos do look good.
They look great.
I would prefer the Broncos over the Chargers or anyone else.
Chargers didn't make it, right?
No, they did not.
As far as, like, AFC West goes.
As far as AFC West.
Because this is a Raider fan talking right now.
North Turner did get fired, though.
Yeah, die.
Hey, North Turner coming back to Oakland.
I hope not.
Who's your guys' coach right now?
Was it David Allen?
Was it?
No, it is. Well, no, he won't get fired.
Not yet.
All right, so that's your AFC pick. Who's your NFC pick?
Redskins.
Ugh. You guys are both picking rookies.
Well, he's going with the most racist team in sports.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's not why, but... Yeah, no, Redskins, change your fucking name, would you?
Picking the Redskins.
Please change your name.
The most racist team name.
Redskins.
For two reasons. One, because RG3 is exciting to watch, and two, week one at work, I told a guy he looks like RG3, but probably doesn't play like him, and that's why he's mad at me. and he couldn't. We didn't take his bet the rest of that day, and it was a lot of fun for me. And ever since then, I've
breaking that guy's balls.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Don't, well, don't come to the sports book and talk shit to the riders because they'll cut you off and you won't make any money.
Guess what?
You Tom Brady, fuck you. Andrew Luck, I kind of hope you do it. Peyton Manning, I mean, you're Eli's brother, so I guess I'll pick you. Who else they got? Baltimore, you're named after my sister, but you have Joe Flacco, so that ain't going to happen. Who else you got in the playoffs over there? You got, who is there?
Texans.
Other? Texans? Ugh, ain't happening. Matt Schaub, you'll be lucky to make it out of one game. And you guys blew your first week bye.
And
which is
the Bengals.
You're not winning with a ginger. All right, so Peyton Manning. We all picking Peyton Manning. Your ginger friend ain't winning, Dalton. Okay, let's go to the NFC. RG3, rookie, no. Tony Romo didn't make it, so no. Russell Wilson, you're a rookie, so no. Aaron Rodgers, probably. 49ers, you don't even know who your quarterback is, so no. Who else you got? Minnesota Vikings, all day. Adrian Peterson, AD. No.
basically, you don't really care about that side of the coin because the Giants aren't in it.
Fuck them, is right. yeah, so basically, Rodgers and the discount double checker about to get another championship. That's what I see. Peyton versus Rodgers. Good luck.
All Peyton.
Yeah, I mean, Denver's defense ain't no joke, and Peyton Manning will do whatever he wants. But, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers.
I've never seen a guy call 7 audibles with 5 seconds left on the play clock and still get the ball off.
I'm still surprised you both picked fucking rookies to go to the goddamn Super Bowl. It could happen. I mean, there's 3. So that's crazy. That's more than ever. But it ain't going to happen. None of them are making it. And that's cool. So, yeah, Super Bowl, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning next year. Get ready for it. Eli's getting his 3rd. Peyton will be losing his 3rd.
3rd, yeah.
Out of
4.
Well, because he's going this year, right? Yeah, so that's cool. So he's already 1 for 2. He's going to be 2 for 2, or 2 for 3. And then he's going to be 2 for 4 after next year. Is that what we're saying? And next year it takes place in Giant Stadium. Hopefully I'll be there, just like I'll be at WrestleMania, hopefully. And maybe SummerSlam, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. what else we got? Amari came back tonight. Give me a score for that Knicks game, Mike. Amari coming back, Melo played. I mean, people say they should never play together, but they're all idiots who say that.
Knicks lost by 5.
Knicks lost by 5. They're down by 3 or 30 seconds. Whatever. We lost to the Kings, too. They don't mean a damn thing. Catch you in the streets, Kings. Oh, wait, no, we won't because you won't make the playoffs.
Really, what it looks like is the first quarter...
screwed us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad first quarter.
The first and second.
Was it on the road, though?
They were at home.
At home versus Portland, you can't win? That's all right. I'm all right with that. We don't have a point guard. Amari's first game back. Melo tried to score 50 points in the first by
himself. He had 45.
Phew! 45 for the Melo man. So that's cool. That's fun. That's funsies. What else we got caught up this week? All right, hockey, are you going to sign a fucking thing? Can we get a contract? Can we, you know, play?
Something?
I know. Something. Today's January 1st, 10 days from now. We'll either have a season or we won't have a season. Feel free to send us in what you think is going to happen, even though we all know no one cares anymore. What else we got? Baseball season's not for another few months.
Pitchers and catchers next month?
Yeah, was it 90 days? Well, now it's like 88 days or something. All right, pitchers and catchers. I know that only catchers are going to be going to the Anaheim Angels spring training because you guys don't have no pitching.
We have no pitching.
But I digress. Yankees, it'd be nice to actually make that move.
2 out of 5 locks in that rotation. 2 out of 5.
Who?
Weaver and Wilson.
Alright, who's the other 3?
Fucking
nobody knows.
Hopefully Loesch.
Loesch, yeah, he keeps talking about Loesch. He wants Loesch. I can't blame him. Alright, well, next week expect a more sports-oriented show because no one cares about video games or movies apparently anymore. So get ready for that. We're coming with the hotness. But,
with the fire where I just yell and scream.
The hot fire. All right, guys. Well, that's the show. I hope you dug the freshest 2012.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, you know it.
You know it.
I'll tell you what, Zack Ryder.
You know what we forgot to mention?
What?
That we're back. Officially now, are back in the ASHL.
Oh, the ASHL groove, yes. Back in the ASHL groove. We're back now. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we're back. You know, we just shit on a bunch of teams. We went to the semifinals and the championship. But next week we'll be
today. What
starting the new season.
Yeah,
most likely today. But don't catch us in the playoffs, kids. You don't want it.
I'm on the goalie's move, son.
And our move is what? We're going to do Big Lebowski characters this month.
Big Lebowski characters this month for the ESHL.
So don't mess with Jesus Quintana and Carl Hungus. Yeah, you pendejos. Because you pull your piece with me, you know, you flash your piece out on the lanes, I take it away from you, I shove it up your ass and pull the trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Don't Get Fresh podcast, and we are out.